Okay, I'd like to read the prayers for this week. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the victims of terrorist attacks in France, all beings killed by others through abortion, execution, or crime, and through hunting, fishing, pest control, or the killing of animals. All the defendants have been killed and taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Chris Adkins, Rita Ballil, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Elaine McCloskey, Ronald Johnson, Richard Myers, Miocha Kim Nottingham, mother of Mayor Stafford, Agnes the Duck, Francis the Duck, Luna the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Mike Brown, Joey Goose, Joe Griffiths, Jim K., Bruce Miller, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being, Kyalchi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Shekhi Lama, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the terrorists and victims of terrorism in France, all those in prison suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Joseph Atkinson family, John Ballard, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., Katie Bohm, Susan Bohm, Steve Bullen family, Yuki Burrows, Ken Castillo, family of Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Tashi Droma, Violetta Alice, Mildred Gooch, Andrew Gorton, Tracy House Thompson, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Lloyd Johnson, family of Ronald Johnson, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Rachel Keith, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Kim Lillig, Mary Jo Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Robert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Elvia Mejia, Bruce Miller, Audrey Murphy, family of Richard Myers, Evan Myrtle family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann, Emily Smith, Sarah Baumgartner Snotherly, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Strother, Lopsan Tupton, Frances Ullman, Dionne Washington, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, George and Cadre the Pigs, Epo the Cat, Almighty Pimahum the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog, Tasha the Cat, Yesha the Cat. Okay, so we'll start with the praises to the 21 Torahs, even though we may not complete them. It's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Torah born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Torah, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Torah, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Torah, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Torah, swift, heroic, eyesight, fighting, instantaneous, from opening stamens of the Lord of Seer, rose, turbo, and lotus, homage, she whose face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays we splend, as a thousand star collection, homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, shrined without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space. You go take the gold book and turn to page 27 in the gold book. Okay, we'll say the seven limb prayer. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo ye sham yi tu Turn to page 97. Bottom. It's a short mandal offering. Let's chant that. Saji Perki Chushi
Let's see, what number? 29.
Come
again?
29.
So now, I'm just like, what do you think about like 100 flavor? 100 flavor? Nourishing food and drink of 100 flavor. Are you wondering? Huh? Yeah, okay. If you're wondering, I'll explain. So there's like six root flavors. So if you wonder or interest, both, just wondering or have interest to know. Both. six root flavors or taste. First one is, of course, sweet. So, sweet. That's why there's the problem with the sweet teeth. That's why first one is called sweet. When the runga was chua, so then, the root was the dictionary called, what is the dictionary? So need help from the dictionary, so I don't know how to translate English. Not to, maybe here, we'll see. Tibetan guru guru. First one is sweet, the first six root flavors. Okay, first one's called sweet. Chua. Then second one is called sour. Sour. Then bitter. Bitter. Kawas. Kawas. Then astringent. The vibes. Sour. Then hot. Spicy or hot, burning hot. So then salty. We got six?
Yeah.
So then each one of them six. Six times six.
Sour, astringent.
That's about the road with the Tedelang, I don't know, as a tool to change soon, so do Tedelang. Remember, doing chosen the 36, right? Now 36, six root, then there's each. It's like what you call here, like mild, very mild, then some sweet, very, very sweet. sweet divided into like six. Sour. Sweet, bitter, sweet, I'm not sure, I like sweet sour, so yeah, you have like, probably America has everything. So you eat all the flavors, sweet sour, so then sweet bitter, then what, can you say?
Sweet?
Stranger. Yeah, sweet stranger, then sweet,
hot.
Sweet hot.
Sweet salt.
Did you ever try sweet hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Oh, so see, I never tested, so I don't want to test. So then sweet, then what? Say sweet.
Salty.
Sweet salty?
Yeah. M&M's and popcorn.
Yeah, so see. like that, you know, so then sweet, then the sour also, you know, sour, sour sweet, sour, sour sour, sour bitter, like that, you know, don't you? Then it, remember, the terrible, remember, didn't choose it. Sweet, sweet is, you know, probably better, better. The sweet, sour, I'm not sure, is the medium, medium. So now we have 36, right? 36. So then each one of like then like the 3 times 36. Huh? Oh, very good. That's just 108 flavors. 108 flavors. Roja. Roja. But you know, it has 108 flavors. But to make it stanza, you know, if you spell the 8, then it's not going to be stanza. It's going to be loose. You know, mm-hmm. It's not going to be sentence. It's not going to be stanza. So 8 is like hidden. Mm-hmm. It was actually that's 108 different flavors. Huh? So each one then was the best, the medium, then low, no?
Yes.
Okay. Amala, is clear?
Yes.
So that's like nourishing food and drink of 100 flavors, that's what it means. Clear 100 flavors, huh? Now then sound, okay, now we finish the food offering, so this is called Vajra Mudra, you know, Vajra Mudra, that's how you begin the mudra, like this. I think this is like, this is Tarakata Mudra, then like Raffle Mudra. So anyway, what we need to know is like the Vajra Mudra, hand mudra, begin with like this. No, two thumbs go in, like begin. So then, you know, then Lotus Mudra. So this fingers begin like this, and this, like this, you know, like that. So as I said, learn the mudra from Gishi Sambo. Gishi Sambo does, you know, better mudra. So that's called Lotus Mudra. So you do this three times. But, you know, when we read the puja, so there's no time. So only that when you chant, even though when you chant, there's not enough time. So, but doing this three mudra, before any mudra, you do three, like lotus mudra, and you think about the emptiness of yourself, emptiness of the offering itself, then emptiness of the object whom we are going to make offerings. So you need to think about the emptiness of those three things. I myself empty from its own side, the offering itself from empty of its own side, the object, you know, like Tara, whatever, you know, empty of its own side, then you need to think about the emptiness of three objects, you know, three things, huh? Questions. Otherwise, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like just hand moving, there's not much. So then after that, then you know, you manifest, you know, you manifest right hand in, left hand out, then you manifest offering goddess from your heart, then make offerings, then you bring it, then dissolve back to your heart, then both, then right, when you dissolve, left in, right out, when you manifest, left out, right in, when you, that's now you manifest, left out, the left, no, has the left, both out, you know, left, front, right, behind, you know, manifest. when you dissolve, so then you know, left in, right out, dissolve back to, then need to think. You need to think. So when you, now this is also important, when you set up old instrument, you know, old instrument, you begin from, start from the left, on your left, when you're sitting like this, all the instruments, when you put on the table, start from your left. First one is, I think nectar offerings, nectar offerings. First one is nectar. So, then vajra, then bell, so then rice, you know. If you're right, then that's how it goes. Like that, three things. First, nectar offering, nectar. You know? So then after that, vajra. After that, bell. Then after that, you know, the rice bowl.
Excuse me, Joshua, did you say light bulb?
Huh? Rice bulb.
Light
bulb. Light bulb.
Rice bowl.
Rice bowl. Mm. Nectar. Inner offering or nectar, inner offering, same inner offering, called inner offering. Inner offering, vajra, bell, whatever bell, then like,
drum.
So then rice bowl. Okay, I just forgot the drum, simple drum. Inner offering, vajra, bell, then drum, then rice bowl. Clear? Chocolate chip cookie. inner offering. Inner offering here. Then vajra, then bell, then dramaru, then rice bowl. Okay, well, that's how you set up. So I don't remember, that's one stanza, so I don't remember now, so... anyway, that's one stanza. Did you write it down? Okay. So then next time, no need to ask, that's how you set up, you know, so start from the left, step from your left, inner offering, vajra, bell, dhamaru, then rice bowl. Then you set up. Then if your table is here, it's easy. If table is there, so then you start from there. If table is there, inner offering, vajra, bell, dhamaru, then rice bowl. Oh yeah. The nourishing food and drink of 100 flavor. That's also finishing now. Delicacy of gods and the human as a man made. It's not just small things. No, you just visualize. When it comes down offerings, visualize. Need to visualize. Lot offering. Not just small. You know, the one that you set up on altar. Maybe there's one banana. In your mind, you need to visualize many. Because what mind thinks doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. Especially when it's come down creating merit, it doesn't matter, you know. Doesn't have to be physical, you know? It's called mental offering, you know.
So, when we set up for Guru Puja here, we have not been setting up your table that way, so should we be doing it that way?
Yeah, from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, so... This is, you know, sometimes it's difficult, you know, people they set up, so they know, okay, this is not set up correctly, correcting right there, so, you know. So once we learn, so then after that, usually I just visualize, you know, even though it doesn't set up correctly, I just visualize. So from now on, okay, now on, please be mindful. So then, you know, like now the sounds, visualize all kind of sound, okay? So the Guru Puja is, you know, like based on Vajrayana practice. So this is also important. I already said this many times, you know, just to, how you say, re-emphasize, you know, make sure that, you know, that it stay in our mind. Okay. The entity of the offerings, the entity of the offerings is like, how you say, The special transcendental wisdom of voidness and bliss. That's the entity. This offering is not just offering, ordinary offering. This offering has three characteristics. First one is entity. Its entity is this special transcendental wisdom of voidness and bliss. So special transcendental wisdoms only be generated in the highest yoga tantra. There's like generating stage and completed stage, you know, and the generating stage and completed. This only practically happens in the highest yoga tantra. Oh. But before that, just visualize. Oh. So that's the entity. The offering has this. No, this is a particular offering. Which has three characteristics. First one is entity. So special transcendental wisdom of voidness and bliss. This entity. So now aspect. Aspect is inner offering. Oh, inner offering?
You mean essence, not entity.
Yes, entity. No. Entity. No essence. Entity. Yeah. Entity. So then the second one is aspect. Aspect is like inner offering. So I did not explain the inner offerings very detailed. So, you know, didn't explain that. So that's the reason. So I didn't explain that. I didn't went into very detail into inner offerings. So, so then, you know, the aspect is inner offering. So then inner offering and then, you know, each aspect, if it's apple, it's apple. It's like banana is banana, you know, flower. The individual aspect, it has individual aspect of, you know, flower, drinks, fruit, or different aspect, you know. So now the third one is like, first one's entity, the second one's aspect. Aspect, you know, inner offering and individual, you know, offerings, aspect, or aspect. Understand? Clear? So then, like, now function is to, you know, generate great bliss through the six senses of the object. You know, six senses of the object to generate great bliss. That's the actions, the function, entity, aspect, functions, three characteristics. So then with that, you know, so as I said, first we need to bless the offerings. So when you say the shortest way to do this is like Omaha. First, we say, before you make offering, so you say, Omaha. Then think, you are blessing the food, medicine, whatever you take. Food, you can also do the same to your medicines. Omaha. Then think, you know, like blessing. Who purifies all the defect of the whatever we are offering? Who purifies all the defect of the, you know, offering that, you know, food that we are eating, you know, so there's defect of the color, the shape, the taste, the smell, there's all kind of defects, you know, so they purify. So then, you know, like, transform, you know, it's not transform into, you know, you can say transform into very healthy, or maybe into transform into nectar. Then multiplies. Multiplies. No, it's not just one banana, it's many banana. Multiplies. So then with that, you know, that's how you make the offerings. Okay, Omaha, then that's how you bless. And there's a longer version of that, it's more complicated. So first you say Omaha, just think, you know, blessing. And the second one you say Omaha, then just think, you know, like offering, making actual offering. First one is a bless. So, So when we are blessing the food, you know, there are four things that we need to think about. Sang, you know, first is all in the word, you know, like purifying the defect, sang. Then jang, as I probably you remember, as I mentioned last, but this is also important. Jang is like then, you know, thinking about the emptiness of yourself, emptiness about the food offering itself, the emptiness about the object. There's the second one. This is for blessing. When you bless, when you're blessing the food, that's what you need to think. First one, you know, to purify the defect. Even though you are saying what Omahu, but you know that not having the Omahu. First, you know, like to purify the defect. The second, thinking about emptiness. So, sang jang. So then, you know, like you generate. I say based on the syllables, you know. So generate based on A, then you generate apples, you know. No, you based on like drink, you generate drink, something like that. You know, each offering has its initials. Yeah, so these things are three things important to remember, okay. So now to the sound. Sound then like offering the five senses object. Let's call like the five articles representing the five sensory object. So now sound. So just same. Each offering, you know, you manifest the goddess from your heart, then make offerings. So hear the sound. Sinye is the one that Gisama used. Symbols? Mm-hmm. One that Gisama used is called Sinye. No, there's two of them. One is just gold, it's too heavy to carry, too heavy to pick it up. One that Gisama used is kind of light, you know, even though it looks big, it's light. Another one is kind of heavy, so you only use, you don't use like this, you just want to use like that. That's go boop. Boop, that's go sinye. That, all of those, no sinye. So then some kind of like, some form of, you know, guitar. So that has to be very particular, so, and this, you know, so, just pass around. This is the symbol of like the five sensory object of the offering of Satavsin. So the here, that's the Tibetan guitar, you know, that has to be Tibetan guitar, but you know, any form of guitar, P1, that's no guitar. Lingbo, that's flute. So lingbo is tung, so then conch shell, tung. Yeah, etc. Then you know, like, etc. So they visualize, you know, like just manifest and offering them the offering goddess of sound, you know, the offering all this, all kinds of, you know, the sound, all kinds of sound. Not just one or two, like manifest many as possible, manifest many as possible. There's no exact number, but many as possible, just visualize. Namge Pamjo Romudai's king, she says, just visualize that whole space is not filled with the sound. So then the sound, you know, that sound from the music, you know, some sound from the music, sound from the music calls all that has a sound of the music, you know, draw the attention of all the enlightened beings, also that after that the sound, you know, sound become the sound of teachings, you know, like in English language, in French language, Spanish language, German language, Tibetan language, all kinds of language, you know, whatever language, bird, you know, bird language, I'm not sure what's the bird language, but it, like, according to their, like I say, life, you know, so whatever language they may understand, so in that language, you know, all the sound of the music become the language of all this, you know, different species on the planet, and not just sound, but you know, Dharma sound, teachings, okay, you know. This also, you know, so to, as I mentioned before, you know, what mind thinks matters, particularly in Vajrayana teachings, you know, this matters to, this come down or creating the merit, or dollar so by Jaja Romo, then the Chida Juma, the Sun, the Puy, Lama Lazo, the Tula Sabam, the Devachi Mujiji, so they generate, you know, this special transcendental wisdom of voidness and the bliss for the object, So then after that, you know, with that visualization, you know, like, so see, there's many meditation, even just no sound. You can do a lot of meditation, you know, you can do meditation on the sound, it's not just sound, it's not just no sound, it's like whole space filled with that sound, it's not just regular sound, the sound of Dharma teachings, according to their own language. So you know, this is, you know, it could become, you know, beautiful meditation. So see, now there's meditation on food, meditation on sound, or meditation on all kinds of things. You know, there's meditation, you know, sound meditation, food meditation. Not the food meditation. So. So then after that visualization, then you dissolve back to your heart, you know, all the offering what does you deserve back to your heart. Di chobar re re ne chola toshin duwa ne dhuwe dhe dhuwa di la zorim je lam tembo nam nyu dhun ju la chewe tende chepa je your songs. So they are saying, auspicious doing those, doing offering like that exactly the way it explained in the Lama Shubha commentaries. And somehow, like, there's no auspicious omen, auspicious omen to able to generate the highest yoga tantra realizations. Highest yoga tantra realizations. Oh. See, example, you know, cleaning the environment, the very act, create the cause to be born in realm, there's no dust at all, there's no dust, everything is very clean, you know, it creates, every act creates some cause, so cleaning also creates a cause to be able to be born in the realms where there's no dirt at all, not has a dirt, where there's nothing to clean, everything is clean, you know, everything is very clean, huh? Not just that, when somebody comes to your house, or that person also mind kind of please just to see, you know, how clean your house is, just know. You understand? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to someone's house, you know, it's not very clean, so what kind of mindset they generate, you know? So when you go to someone else's house, it's very clean, then what kind of mindset they generate? Oh, very clean. But that also creates a cause to be born in the realms. Wherever you look, which direction you look, it just fills your mind, it's very clean. That's called auspicious, how you say, omen, or something like, the basic is like seeds, it's created seeds. Zorim like, highest yoga tantra, that's generating stage, then the complete stage, you know, these are refers to the highest realizations. So doing that kind of offering, mental offering, create the cause, able to generate those realization quicker. Because, you know, Vajrayana apparently most of them something to do with the visualizations. So without having good understanding of emptiness, then visualizations may not become real. So therefore, you know, in the beginning, Om Sambhavashana Savatama Sambhavashana Ham, all become empty. So then from there, then you generate, you know, all kinds of things. That's why there's Om Sambhavashana Savatama Sambhavashana Ham, that becomes beginning of the sadhana. Every sadhana begins with that. That means, you know, the purity of body, speech, mind, the purity of all the phenomena, that is me, all become empty. Then from there, I generate tam, then tam become tara, then make offering, all of that, you know, emptiness. So the lot of the materials, you know, just like taking from Gya Samaja Tantra, Chaka Sambhava Tantra, you know, that taking from those, there's decent information there, huh? So now the stanza number 31. Okay, 31. Oh, so number 31. So then offering is done. So number 31. Sudarshana Rinjapanza Vichina Dina Lami Chogu Chavcha. Sudarshana Rinjapanza Vichina Dina Lami Chogu Chavcha. So same manifest, first, no, same like this. Vajra Mudra, three, you know, like three Lotus Mudra, three, during these three Lotus Mudra, need to think about emptiness of yourself, emptiness of object itself, offering itself, emptiness of the object whom we are going to make offerings, emptiness of those three things. So then, from there you manifest, or manifest offering goodness. Then, you know, visualize offering. The first one is called Sukh, is called like a form. Form, out of this five sensory object, first one is called form. Form. So first, above this offerings, as I mentioned, Argam, that's the first one. Pade, you know, Pade, something like this. Argam, Pade. So, like, actually, the first one is offering, water offering for the mouth, right? Water offering for the mouth, offering. Second one, so some people do this, some people do something like that. Doesn't matter, like this, or supposed to probably do like this, I'm not sure, like this. Because this, you know, hand is cleaning the feet. So then this is like pouring the water. I'm not sure that's how you pour water. Because there's no cup, you know, there's like a big bucket. So you pour the water from the bucket, maybe that's how you pour. And there's like one is like rubbing the feet, you know. There's like this, argam, something like this. Somebody does this. Actually, it's supposed to be like this, you know. It's like rubbing the feet, then throwing the water. Argam, the first one. The second one, there's water. See, water? Water. When you set up altar, there's water. First water is offering for the mouth. The second water is cleaning the feet of the object, you know. So then like this, you know. Body. So then, pube, like flower, it's like kind of like blooming, it's like kind of blooming, this flower, pube. So then dube, you know, something like this, or maybe some people go like, actually it's probably something like this, because, you know, like smells, you know, smells. So sometimes people go like this, but it doesn't matter. Actually, it's supposed to go like this. Smell. Sometimes, there's incense, right? You know? But you don't need to do like this. You know, I'm just so it's like, smells, oh, smells wonderful, you know? It's like this. Argam. Pade, something like this, pade, you know. If you go like this, it probably is like this. Another hand is like rubbing the feet, you know. So then this one is pouring the water, you know. Something like this. You know. I learned from Gishi Sangpo, you know, so don't copy me. I'm just. Then, the Pargam Pade is pupe, you know, this like, this is just flower blooming. Blooming, no. So then, like, something like this. No, sometimes they go like this, but actually, supposed to go like this. So even divinity. Then alonge, you know, that's like lamp alonge. Then gende, you know, so that's like rubbing on the body, the perfume rubbing on the body. Gende, even divinity, alonge, gende. Then food, new day, right? So then shut up, no. But there's difference between lower tantra and higher yoga tantra. Why is that different? Lower tantra, the deity has two hands. Higher yoga tantra, the deity has four hands. Six on multiplies, you know. So now here, this one, so now that is explained, completely finished with the mudra, completely finished. You know? Not the best form of mudra, but you know, it's a mudra. Finish with the mudra, not the best form of mudra. But the explanation is done quite well. So now the five sensory objects, okay, five sensory objects. First one is called rupa, no, rupa, like this, okay, rupa. When you see something like this, that means miro, both sides, mirror, rupa, they symbolize form. mirror symbolized form called Rupa. Rupa, called Rupa. Write down Rupa, called Rupa. Argam, right? This is called Rupa. Rupa. Sujan, Da. The second one is Shapta, same Shapta. Every sound is the same like Shapta. First one is called Rupa and Shapta. Sujan, Da. Chi. Sundati. Sundati. Sujan, Da. Ti. Ti. Rupaji Shabda Gende. So then third one is called Gende. It's like smell. Things go like the same Gende, you know, perfume. Gende. Rupa Shabda Gende. Then Rasa, this new one, Rasa, this food. See, this symbolizes form, subject. This symbolizes sound, five sensory object, symbol sound, sudarti. Then symbolizes smell, that's the mudra, gende, same, gende. Then food, mudra, same, it's called rasa. Okay, rasa. Parsha, then tactile. Like this. This is the, this is different, not like this round parsha. So that symbolizes tactile cloth. So these are the five objects.
Tactile.
What's it called? Tactile? Mm-hmm. Yeah, tactile. There's it in there. Dai Lama Chanda Piwa Mumbo Toba, Jalan Piwa Mumbo Toba. I think the color doesn't matter. This is blue guitar, but color doesn't matter. Any color is fine. Doesn't have to be blue. So I don't think there's any restrictions. Any color, like guitar. Then tea, tunju kabuto was. So now the smell, the perfume. It's in the conch shell, the container is conch shell, white conch shell. So sometimes you see, not here, when you, maybe next time you'll see, when you see someone the, water bowl, top of rice, there's no conch shell. So that's what this symbolizes, that, conch shell.
What is the gesture for the conch shell?
Oh, conch shell.
You said pasha?
No, that's tactile. That's the last one.
Okay, so then what is conch shell?
No, that's the smell. Gende. But the smells, the perfume container is conch shell.
Oh.
Container is conch shell. That's where the perfume contains. Contain? No. The goddess holding the mirror, they symbolize form, right? When you manifest, so the goddess of the smell holding like conch shell, then goddess of the taste, holding like precious metal with the food, So then the last one, the goddess holding fabric, so like cloth, you know, fabric, whatever cloth, that silk, you know. All the goddesses, you know, must visualize like very, very happy looking, you know, not just miserable looking, happy looking, you know, happy to make offerings. You know. So that completes the now all the offerings, that completes offerings. Okay? So that completes now all the offerings section in the Guru Puja is finished now. Any questions?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But then otherwise I'll move down to the mandala, on the mandala side. Mandala side is the Guru Puja.
Okay. So you've got LC31.
Huh?
Goddesses of outer and inner desire, objects holding symbols of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch pervade all directions. So they are form, rupa, form, shabda,
sound,
pupe, smell,
gende.
Then rata equaling food.
Rasa. No,
what
rasa.
Happened to pupe?
Rasa.
Then rata food.
Rasa.
Rata.
Rasa.
Rasa. Oh, no. Big difference. Rasa food. Then pasha for feeling, tactile feeling.
Cloth. Actually, it's cloth. It's cloth. The offerings are cloth.
Got clothing. And then conch shell containing perfume for smell.
So when you make offering gende, so the goddess is offering conch shell. That that contains the perfume.
Okay, goddess offering conch shell containing perfume for smell. The goddess of something or other holding precious metal with food.
Yeah, that's like, that's rasa.
Goddess of holding precious metal with food. Goddess of what? Taste. And no. Goddess of taste. And then the goddess holding the fabric.
Pasha.
That was Pasha. I already got Pasha.
No. So each time when you say Pasha, first you have to manifest the goddess. So then you visualize the goddess offering the cloth.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let me go over it again. You've got the goddess Gende offering smell. Then goddess Rasa offering food. Then goddess Pasha offering clothing for tactile feeling. Then goddess offering the conch shell containing perfume for smell. And you've got the goddess of taste holding a precious metal with food. It's a golden bowl full of food. And then you visualize all the goddesses looking very happy and joyful. Did I get everybody?
Yeah, I did.
How many are there?
Five. That's like five senses, five objects, that's five senses objects.
Four, five. Okay.
Form, sound, smell, food, tactile.
Okay, well, all right, we'll compare our notes later. Okay, thank you, Geshe-la, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So now back to the mandala. Okay, now not back. Now offering is done. Offerings now, like finished. So now the mandala offering of Mendabhu was called on what page?
82.
LC 32. So first we'll talk about the materials of the mandala set. The best, is like made out of gold and silver. So nowadays, the monastery you see, like nowadays, probably some monastery has gold set of mandala offerings, solid gold. Mostly now, solid silver decorated by gold, Some of them are really huge. So as I mentioned before, say a long time ago, people also used silverware. So now they call silverware, but it's not really silver. Mm-hmm. That's how name come? Yeah, silverware? Yeah, so it used to be real, the names live with the meaning. So now name doesn't live with the meaning. So a long time ago, as I mentioned, some of my friends in Switzerland, so when they invite guests, so they offer food in silverware, they have real silverware. Anyway, so that's showing respect to the guests, showing try to please them or make them feel they are special or something. So and from the Buddhist point of view is to create the merit. So why I'm saying this, in the human society people do the same thing, to people. So shouldn't be surprised, is making offerings. So materials, the best, precious metal, okay? That's the best. So, other hand, Buddha said, if somebody is sick, somebody needs help, it's okay to sell them. It's okay to sell. Use the money to help sick people, So you don't just let people die, then holding all this gold and silver, So that's what happened, in Tibet before 1959. Monastery have so much gold and so many silver. Monks hardly get any benefit, nobody gets benefits from that wealth. When Chinese came, they took over everything, So they have karma to collect, not have karma to use. So Chinese have karma to use. They don't have karma to collect, but they have karma to use. Karma to use all the Tibetan gold and silver in the monastery. So one of the monks in Kentucky, I'm not sure is he there or not. So before 1959, his father was quite rich. So then called him one night, the Chinese is already in Tibet at that time. In the central Tibet, around half of them are already there. They're all getting close, or they're already there, Chinese army. So one night, his father called him, and he gave him big container made out of brass, kind of thick, filled with precious metals. Say, take this, run away. Take this and just go. Because everybody's leaving. Everybody's escaping. So then he took that, went He's from Ganden Monastery. So he went back to the monastery. And on the way, then he dig the hole and he just hide it there. And he went to the monastery, heavy to carry. He hide it there, he went to the monastery. And with his friends, then they escaped through the mountains, went to India, So after this, after now 60 years, so he went back, look for that. He found. See, he found everything he found. See, so then he made a lot of offerings. So, and one of the Rinpoche, in my class, that his previous life, you know, attendant in the same person. Now, the Rinpoche was reincarnated, but his previous life attendant, same persons. So he also hide some gold on the mountains. So he went back. So every night he goes to look for, you know, then the view of the place has changed, so you know, there's nothing special mark. Took him like a couple of months, finally also he found. See, so there's many, many things like that, probably that hide it, you know. So here, people, what do you call, they go...
The metal detector.
Huh?
Metal detector.
So if they go in Tibet, so probably they'll find all kinds of things. Because before they escape, so many people buried so many things.
Don't tell them.
I don't think anybody will go. So first of all, Chinese will not let anybody go with this metal detector. Things. So the best the materials for mandala set is no metal or silver, gold, or the best one is dingche, kawad, or sangso. The second one, then you know, the set that we use made out of bronze or copper, you know, like that. Then you know, if you are not able to afford that, you know, so then you can use like made out of like clay or like stone, you know. That's where Lama Tsongkhapa did, you know, after Lama Tsongkhapa did how many millions of posters at the Woka, place called Woka in Central Tibet. So just one piece of rock, so now you can still see that rock. So Lama Tsongkhapa did like millions of mandala offering on this rock. So then, So there's the mantra set. Okay, there's the mantra set. The mantra set. If you are wondering what kind of material, you can use gold, you can use silver, and you can use, you know, stone. You can use, if you cannot afford gold and silver, you can use bronze, copper. You know, you can, of course, you can use metal too. So then, you know, wood, you know, so then stone. It doesn't have to be round, you know, if you have square offering, that's more important than, you know, so it can be like piece of stone, you know, just do there, it's okay. Piece of, you know, stone or slate or whatever. Reason, because Lama Tsongkhapa did on piece of rock, you know. Piece of rock, Lama Tsongkhapa did there. You know? So that's like, I'm going to explain a little bit detail because we are not going to go through this material again, no? So, So now the things that go with the mandala set, no things that go with the mandala set, Subhuan, Jova, you know, Rab, Segui, so. If you have wealth, so then, you know, also the things that go with the mandala, probably, you know, something precious metal, silver, gold, you know, and there's precious, many, many precious stone. So I think His Holiness Dalai Lama Mandala said, probably has so many precious stone, corals, then turquoise, then, you know, like coral, then called sea. So, you know, people when they pass away, you know, they offer, you know, their jewel to His Holiness. So His Holiness put in the mantra set, and some of them put inside the statues, you know, statues here and statue. So that's why they offer. So then, if you have wealth, so that's what you do. No, if you don't have no wealth, so then jambu. So jambu is like kind of like a shell. It's kind of cute looking shell. Kind of like looks like a small bug. So in Tibetan, when they play, they play the games, so they use for the games. It's like round, but tiny, tiny shell.
We call it cowrie. Call it cowrie.
Hmm. How it looks like?
It's very small and round. Some of them are very big in Africa. They have huge ones.
Yeah, a small one, very small one, jumbo. Long time ago, when Shakyamuni Buddha was in India, so that's how they trade, you know, so they don't have money, so they're like based on the number of, like, what they call?
Cowrie shell.
Cowrie
used for money.
Yeah, so they, you know, long time ago, so they count, that's how they, you know, trade. You know, they just come like money. So we are talking about the things that go with the mandala, you know. So that can be, you know, used, that can be used, do, then, you know, of course, grain, you know, like, needs to be clean, you know, clean grain, so, konda yuji ne fumo to do ma jona kalgu ge cheme ja dung sung je so and you know if you are not able to afford any of those then you know you can use like probably like some kind of sand, wet white sand, the sand can be also used too. Dumajo konga chema jo tene dal nam je dung no pai chiwa chu ji ji ma do lo bo jo bo tru no lang bo nyu bo che bo chu ni zo su no tai o a tu ve me de che bo pa ro che bo ne do do ga o ne bo nyu bo che bo chu ni zo su no
Kisha, do they look like that?
Yeah, exactly, on this Lord, yeah.
Kaurisha,
exactly, yeah. So now we are So now we'll talk about the hip. No hip. Okay, hip.
Hip.
Hip, huh? Hips. So that's like Dogen Chujal Pakpa. That's no one master. He does 37 hip. But Lama Tsongkhapa about traditions. So that's also good to know. Lama Tsongkhapa about traditions. 23 hip. There's no Lama Tsongkhapa tradition. So Lama Tsongkhapa tradition. Someone is about the Penje Naropa. So Lama Naropa is coming from Lama Naropa. Lama Naropa also offers 23 hips. Dogen Chuja Papa, there's like 37 hips. There's difference. So I'm going to explain this 23 hips. You know, 23 hips that we put. Many Indian great, like great yogis, you know, use this 23 hips. So, one of the yogis, quite well-known yogis, like Naropa, the master of Marpa, you know, Marpa received many teachings from Naropa. Naropa received teaching from Telopa, this is, you know, his master. Both of them Indian. Telopa is Indian yogi. Naropa is also Indian yogi. Then Marpa is Tibetan, you know. His root guru is Naropa. So So Naropa also used this term to hips. Then all the Lama Tsongkhapas, you know, students, of course, you know, that's called like from Lama Tsongkhapa students, lineage holder, they use like 33 hips. Ling Shi Che, it's not in English here, huh? See, now we have this mandala set, you know, here, first, in the middle, there's the Mount Meru. Just think they symbolize the center of the universe, center of the whole universe, center, then you put in the middle. Rijabhujab, that's the first one. First one, so then east. You pick up one, because a handful of grain, first put in the middle. Then go out. This is a mantra set. People go like this. Actually, you are supposed to go like this, you know, like this, not just this, you know. Because somehow there's like channels that go through here that's related to the bodhicitta. So somehow going like this, it will soften the channels to help you to generate warm heart, compassion, loving kind, all of this. So that's why, you know, they go like this, not like this, you know. Like this. First, you know, three counterclockwise, purifying body, speech, and mind, purifying, you know, counterclockwise, right? Counterclockwise, three times. And purifying the body, speech, and mind. So then after that, clockwise, three times, there's like drawing the blessing from the body, speech, and mind, clockwise. Begin with the three counterclockwise, so then three clockwise. So then after that, you know, so then you pick, when you are doing this, you are also have the things in your hand, you know, it's not just empty hand. During the same time, you're pouring down, a little bit pouring down there. First, counterclockwise, three times, purifying, three draw, body, spirit, mind. So then pick out the grain again, then do three clockwise, drawing the blessing from the body, spirit, mind. So then after that, you know, Shingambu was just, Shingambu was just means offering the word, the meaning of the word is like, offering whole universe, you know, Shingambhuvaj means offering whole universe, Shingambhuvaj. Then, Om Vedabhumi Ahos. So now, this, you are looking at the page 82?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's here. It's here.
Not the English.
It's okay, now I'm just looking. So, just you look at the English, okay. Shingambhuvaj, Shingam means, you know, universe. Okay, Shingambhu Vajji was offering the universe. Om Vajrabhumi Aho. So then, Om Vajrabhumi Aho. Om Vajrabhumi Aho. Shri Omchasaji Sashi Dhanasi. So that means that, what it says? Om Vajrabhumi Aho in English?
Oh,
golden?
Golden, mighty golden ground.
It's not the universe, you know, like, ground is not just, you know, that, like, whole, like, golden ground, okay? So, Om Vajrabhumi Aho, Om Vajrabhumi Aho, that's, the meaning of that is like, what's in English they say? In the English word?
Okay, it's Vajra ground, mighty golden ground.
Yeah, that's the meaning of that. No, Vajra Bhumi Ahu means, that's what it means. English, in English.
Which part? Vajra ground or the golden ground? The mighty golden ground.
Money?
Mighty.
Yeah,
we have it in English in the Gold Prayer Book on page 105 if you want to follow along.
Yeah, it's good to look, you know, so that we are not going to do this again and again, so no, it's for sake of knowledge. So next time when somebody asks you, you can explain to them. Yeah. Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu. Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu. So.
Om Vajra Ground. Ahu.
Yeah, like, we are offering universe. So when you talk about ground, it's not like here, you know, this is like the ground of universe. It's not just, you know, here in the Kadamba Center ground, you know. So that means mighty, means big, you know, like the all gold, you know. Only the mighty golden grounds. Vajra. What's that? Anyway, here, so, Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, that's the meaning of that. Om Jesna Jesha, Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, Om Jinnabhi Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, Benza Reki Ahu. Vajra. Kind of here, like, you know, Singapore, Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, that means golden ground, you know. So then after that, Om Benza Reki Ahu, so that the meaning here, meaning is like, outside is encircled by the surrounding wall, okay? Om Benza Reki Vajra Bhumi Ahu, that's the golden ground, mighty golden ground, mighty golden ground. That's the meaning of the word Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu. That's what it means. Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu. So that means mighty golden ground. Bhumi, you know, Bhumi is ground. You know, ten Bhumi. The Bhumi in Sanskrit word is ground. So So then, Om Benza Reki Ahu, this is another one, Om Benza Reki Ahu, Om Jesu Jisashi, that's the meaning. Om Jesu Jisashi, that's the Tibetan word. First one, Sanskrit word. If you are looking at this blue retreat prayer books, so page number 82, Om Vajra Bhumi Ahu, that's the Sanskrit word, meaning. Om Jesu Jisashi means mighty golden ground, that's the Tibetan word. What does it mean? It means mighty golden ground. No? So now, after that, Om Vajra Reki Ahu, that means outside it is encircled by the surrounding wall. That's what it means. Om Benza Reki Ahu. Then Chichari Koryugi Kuyusu, that's the meaning of that the Sanskrit word. Right after that, Chichari Koryugi Kuyusu, Chi means outside, Chagri is fence, Kor means, you know, surround. So that's where, you know, then there's the Mount Merit. Okay, so visualize that, okay. So in that sense, then you go to good night's sleep. You get good night's sleep, okay? In that, now on the Vajra ground, with the fence, nothing to be worried about. So sleep well. So then see you next Wednesday. Yeah, the next Wednesday, so it's important to stop on the time because some people are just coming from the walk, so.
Can I tell you something interesting? There is a
another Mount Meru in the world.
Huh?
There is another Mount Meru in the
world. In the world where?
It's in Africa.
Africa?
There's another Mount Meru in the world. It's in Africa, in Tanzania.
Oh.
It's an active volcano that has been active for, as far as we can tell from the rocks, millions of years. Right near it is a gorge called the Olduvai Gorge. And in the Olduvai Gorge, we have found the oldest bones of human beings, of species that just preceded us, that are on the earth. They're the oldest ones we've found so far. And they are right next to that Mount Meru. So I think this old legend may be an indication of where to look for the origins of human beings.
Oh.
But we just don't understand that it's trying to give us direction.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Thank you.
If you turn to page 235, page 244 Chape si te pa du ten kyu chi Chonu i en alam wa jotu Hawa tare ten bara sopa Lof sam kya we de ton de pel sho Sha sen ken kyu lama so wa de Tuk su chan jin chan gen ge we Ten jin kyu pe we kun zu do po Choksun kul wele mun tu du Padok so du je gun du jap ten Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.